This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, people are really already pouring into town for the Morgan Wallen thing. I know we got the Gardos game tonight. That traffic doesn't usually pick up till about 5 o'clock for us, 5:30. The amount of people that I've seen drive in and like lines backed up to our parking garage. Where's Morgan tonight?
Brown Stadium.
Yeah, that's a hike. I mean, I've made that hike where I've parked here because I pay for my parking pass and then walk to the Brown Stadium.
Yeah.
So it can be done by a fat man. I'm just simply saying, ambitious. Ambitious for a Friday night where you're going to be drinking a lot. Because I don't drink a lot going to Browns games and back since I'm working them. I will tell you, if you add 10, 15 cervezas from in between the time, that walk back would not be bountiful.
I once tried to walk from my parking spot, and then I decided to take a scooter.
Uh-huh.
And the problem with those scooters is that they all have the zones that you can and cannot park in. And so by the time I got in one of the zones that you can't park in, it basically turned out to be a wash anyway. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm not a scooter guy.
I was for a very little bit when I lived downtown, every now and again, because I was a solid 7-minute walk from where our workplace is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, if I was running late, I would just hop on the scooter and it'd be like a 30-second scooter ride.
So
cost like $1.19.
It's a non-starter because optically it looks ridiculous. It does.
I guess so.
I'm a very large man. I have a long torso. I have a bountiful chest and belly. It just, it's like, is that a wizard? Like you can't even tell that there's a scooter beneath me, because I'm just, it's like, is he levitating down? Is that David Blaine? Is that fat David Blaine? And you're like, no, there's a scooter under there somewhere.
Is that Jesus or nope, just Nick Wilson?
Also, I did see one of those, like, you know, the people who I almost took a shot. You know when somebody gets one of the motorized scooters, the little ones, like the meh, meh, meh ones.
Of course, yeah.
I saw one of those yesterday, and I'm like, I think you're missing the point of like what a motorized bicycle is supposed to be.
How are they missing the point?
Because those things look stupid. They do. No one looks cool on a moped. Not if you're older than 16.
That's kind of been the prevailing thought for a while. The joke when you're like 15 that we all can't say on the radio right now, but you know that we're all thinking about riding a moped.
There a common joke there?
Yeah, there's a common joke there. I'll tell it to you
between
the
break. Off the air, yeah.
I'll tell it to you between the break, yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
intense.
Yeah. I just can't say it on the air.
Okay. But anyways, I saw one of those yesterday, and it took a lot. Actually, here's the problem, is because I've spawned smartasses. So I immediately checked myself walking out of dinner, because there was a guy getting off a scooter, and I was like,
yeah.
I even took the breath in to like start laughing, and I was like,
No. Watching that the Tom Hanks movie, Larry Crown. Do you remember that movie?
No.
In that movie, he rides a scooter. I watched that with my
movie
dad.
Movie never happened.
I watched that movie with my dad. My dad was like, maybe I should get a scooter. I'm like, Dad, you wouldn't. Why? When would you use that?
And then your dad passed away.
That's what happened. If he wouldn't have passed away, he was riding a scooter.
People are saying it. The problem is, though, I took a breath in to make a sarcastic comment or laugh, tamped it down because I was like, you're an adult now. All right, let's have some decorum.
Whoa. We're not going to scooter shame people.
My 15-year-old daughter did.
You know why
did.
You see people riding scooters around? Seriously, the reason why, if you ever see a person riding a scooter around.
I always thought it was DUIs.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Like, if you, that is the telltale sign. If somebody at your workplace you all of a sudden see is riding a scooter into work, it's because they just got a DUI. They're not telling you they just got a DUI, but they're telling you they just got a DUI.
I thought it was just being, I just think I was being wrong-minded about
it. No, it's 100%, it's not even, you nail on the head. It's exactly where I was going with it, because that's the reality of it.
But Olivia did make a joke, and laughed, and I'm pretty sure the guy heard. Now, unlike Vanessa, who gets mortified in these circumstances, it gave me the freedom to laugh, which I enjoyed. But was there a little bit of guilt? I'm like, he's already riding a moped. We don't have to do this. He was like 50.
Yeah, that guy got a DUI. There's no chance that guy didn't have a DUI.
He just really likes things that sound like blenders. What does it sound like?
This was a court ordered. That's part of the punishment. It's part of the punishment in getting a DUI is the understanding that now you have to ride a moped. It's a public embarrassment.
Why would you be able to ride a moped, but not like a car?
They used to put like sandwich boards on people back in the day to really publicly shame them. This is the new publicly shaming. Would you say why can't they ride cars?
Yeah, well, no. Why can't they drive cars as you can drive a moped?
It's just how the laws work. For some reason, you can ride a moped, but you obviously can't ride a car if they take your car away.
God knows.
But the moped is within the legal bounds.
God knows. You can't drink in moped, I guess, is that? I mean, we're learning. This is a learning experience.
The mopeds top out at a certain speed, but I'm with you. Mopeds go fast enough that you can make it problematic if you wanted to.
I think it is problematic. I don't think we're making it problematic.
You can make it just as problematic.
I mean, is it
because if you ride a moped into another car, you're not hurting the person in the other car, you're just hurting yourself.
And your pride.
Well, I mean, the moped, you're not, like, there's no getting an accident with a moped. The moped never wins that.
I'm seeing the logic. I still think there's something problematic in the undertone of it. Not your idea of it, but, like, the idea in general of, like, this person can't be trusted to drive without getting drunk. Let's give him a much smaller, much more dangerous little zippy little thing.
Now, at that point, I think we've just as a society realized it's like, well, we don't really care if you hurt yourself. But we just care if you hurt other people.
Can't we just make him like drive a bike? Like ride a bike? I've seen that. That's a big one in the country.
But that can be very restrictive.
Like, Dale, stop.
You think a drunk's going to like bike 3 miles to work, let's say?
Might be good for him, quite frankly.
I don't think that's happening, man.
Yeah, get some cardio, maybe clear your mind, get the blood pumping.
I don't think they're ever making it. If they're the committed drunk that we're trying to make them be, I don't know if they're ever making it.
Takes a lot of commitment. Sean Salisbury coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll see if he ever rode on a scooter. Are you worried about Tanner Bibee?
Not worried, but I'm definitely coming to the understanding, at least for this season, he's not materializing into the ace that we thought he was going to be. When he signed that big contract, I say big in relative terms, but when he signed that deal, it was under the assumption that it was going to be him and Gavin Williams dueling it out for the number one spot. And as of right now, Tanner Bibee, it has not been a good little stretch here. And to say he's been disappointing, I think, is an accurate assessment right now.
It's really, really hard. It's almost impossible as a batter to go in the tank so far that like your wins above replacement value drops to a negative spot. It can be done. But once you get like 100 games in you, it's really tough. As a starting pitcher, it's not that tough. And Tanner Bibee at one point was already a one-war pitcher. And he is now a minus .1 pitcher after last night. And the funny thing is, like, you watch him, and, like, I almost feel empathetic to the Guardians because I'm like, I don't know why he stinks. I just know he's not good right now.
Yeah, and I even tried yesterday when we interviewed Al Pal. I was like, you know, at home, his numbers are much better than on the road. Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Then you watch yesterday's game, first three batters, no recorded outs, and it just the day wasn't going to go his way.
And what's weird about it is that was Gavin Williams for most of last year, but there were health issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shoes, and then there were like, he never got out of camp, like off on the right foot, and it just kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
Tanner had some stretches this year where he was, if he wasn't your best pitcher, he was one of your best pitchers, and you had your problem was, you didn't have, it wasn't a problem, you had too many good pitchers at that point.
Yeah.
He's just, it doesn't, like, if you watch him, it doesn't look like there's anything bugging him. If you look at, like, the velo, if you look at, like, is it pitch selection? Because that feels like the thing that they're best at. So
look at his starts, though. And if you really go, and you can go case by case over the previous couple months, obviously in the very first month of the season, he had that game against Baltimore and the game against the Angels where he gave up, it was like 6 and 7 runs apiece. It wasn't very good. He doesn't get lit up.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Like yesterday in that first inning, like you saw what happened. He was able to bounce back. He was able to come back down to earth. And then he was able to at least battle and be able to get through what he needed to get through. It's just on the other side of that, even though he doesn't get lit up, I haven't seen him have a straight up dominant performance the way like we just saw Gavin take a no hitter into the ninth inning. We haven't seen him have a dominant performance, and we're also going back to April.
So all right, so one part that I know, one part is informed speculation. On one hand, I know that Tanner is a very driven, very his goal is to be the ace of this thing right here. Right, he wants to be the best pitcher on the staff. So I'm there's a reason why I'm bringing that up, because a fair amount of guys like that can be a little hard-headed. And then yesterday, when Al Pal did join us, he talked about when he and his pitcher, and when he and the catcher have been on the same page, he's been able to lock in and do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a part of me is like, whether it's too much information or whether he's not vibing with whoever is catching with him on any given day, there's a part of me that wonders if that stubbornness is two-sided for Tanner, and we're in the midst of it kind of pinging back at him.
I mean, it's interesting. He's got to find something, though, that gets him to another level. Like right now, he reminds me of just if you go out in golf, just a guy that has bogeys every single hole, and he's not parring many, he's not birding many, he's also not blowing up and having triples. It's just every outing seems very, very similar. Every outing seems... If you watched last night, we've seen that Tanner Bibee outing now... 8 out of the last 9 times he's been on the mound.
But what's weird is it doesn't feel okay. So here is Stephen Vogt's description of Tanner's performance last night.
Thought that was a gritty performance out of him. You know, with the way it's been going for him as of late, that early start like that could really get him down. Rebounded really well and turned in 5 2/3, gave us a chance to win. Really, really proud of the way he finished.
So we're still at the, I would say, making excuses or spinning his bad performances part from Vogt.
Yeah, I mean, Vogt always, he's a glass half full guy. He's always going
to
do that.
Fair, to some degree. But, like, there's not an outward expression of concern, which I think we probably should have at this point.
Well, you want it better at this point. I mean, that's got to be the reality.
There is the investment that you made also, by the way.
It's not like, again, it's not something for anyone to say, oh my gosh, what a disaster this has been. But it's also nothing to say like, well, we really got that steal we thought we were getting too. Like, he's got to progressively get better and better, and he hasn't.
Yeah, and maybe the concern for me is the farther you get away from the guy that you were, the more this becomes something. Like, right? Like, with Tristan, it was just injuries. And I'm not trying to suggest he's going on the Tristan path, because I think there was a lot into Tristan and how he's built and some health issues he's had previously, and then maybe some confidence issues, and then this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Tristan is a very unique case of what happens with pitchers sometimes. But, you know, with Tristan, there was this in-between before he really fell off. We were like, well, he's not awful. He's not like should be bumped out of the rotation bad. And the longer you're in that space, I just think the harder it is to get back to who maybe we thought you could be, where like it was a legitimate discussion in March. Who's the real ace of this squad, Tanner Bibee or Gavin Williams?
Right, right now, he looks like a solid four in a rotation. You know, like that's kind of what he's giving off. And if you were to tell me, do you want Slade Ciccone or Tanner Bibee to start a game for the fate of the universe, I'm taking Slade Ciccone.
It's crazy about this. He's actually won a bunch of games while pitching really poorly.
Yeah, but that part doesn't matter to me, the win-loss record.
No, fair.
I think he's won five straight decisions.
But I think that speaks to the idea of the Guardians fans are not openly, actively panicking about this. I think it's because he's won five of his last six decisions. Or sorry, his last six starts, he's won five of them.
I just think we've moved enough as baseball fans to understand that the win-loss record doesn't really matter.
I think you and I have, but I also think there are people who still, batting average is the only thing that people
definitely are people that still
reference.
Hang on to that. And so maybe that's why the crowd isn't as loud in this regard. But I tend to think that I think more people than not do understand that doesn't matter.
You say the crowd is more proud?
Or no, is that I said not loud. Allowed? I said loud.
Is that allowed?
I think so.
I don't want to paint a shroud. I'm trying to think if there's any other proud shroud. Gout, is gout a word?
Is gout a word?
Seems like it should be a word.
Dano Dowd? You went to gout. I don't
That's fair. No. I mean, no.
Is that anything off limits? If you go to gout, is anything off limits?
That was not judgment that you heard there. Okay. That was me being genuinely amused that you pulled Dan O'Dowd out of the hopper because I was nowhere near Dan O'Dowd. So I was thinking words, you went names, and now I'm proud.
There we go.
Land of the plane. You're welcome, Cleveland. That's the Marconi. 216-474-0092. Are you worried about Tanner Bibee? I guess maybe the better way is like, what's the appropriate level of worry for Tanner Bibee? And I think I'm kind of where most Guardians fans are. I'm like, it ain't great. I'm not really I'm kind of starting to like kind of wince when he goes out on the mound when I know he's going to start.
I mean, I can't. If you told me that we got one game for the Guardians to get into the postseason,
one chance,
one opportunity to get into the postseason, and our whole season rests on this, and Tanner Bibee's on the mound, do I think we have a legitimate shot? Yeah, of course I think we have a shot, but I'm also not expecting him to go out there and be Scooble. I'm not expecting him to go out there and have a zero earned run performance through six innings. Let's get to the bullpen. I'm expecting a couple runs to be given up, more than a couple.
What level of concern are you with Tanner Bibee after another performance? But the Guardians did get the win last night. Atlanta up next, and Ross Tucker plays the NFL quarterback name game in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.